Why is innovation so hard to predict and sustain? Because we haven't been asking the right questions. Despite the success and enduring utility of disruption as a model of competitive response, it does not tell you where to look for new opportunities. It doesn't provide a roadmap for where or how a company should innovate to undermine established leaders or create new markets. But the theory of jobs to be done does. Why is success so hard to sustain? That question nagged at me for years. In the early years of my career, I had the opportunity to work closely with many companies that were in trouble, first as a consultant for Boston Consulting Group, and then as the CEO of my own company, CPS Technologies, a company I founded with several MIT professors to make products out of a set of advanced materials they had developed. And I witnessed firsthand how a lot of smart people were unable to fix the problems of once great companies. At that same time, I watched the rise of a local Boston company, Digital Equipment Corporation, DEC, as it became one of the most admired in the world. Whenever you read explanations about why it was so successful, inevitably its success was attributed to the brilliance of the company's management team. Then about 1988, digital equipment fell off the cliff and began to unravel very quickly. When you then read explanations about why it had stumbled so badly, it was always attributed to the ineptitude of the management team, the same folks running the company who had earned unfettered praise for so long. For a while, the way I framed it was, gee, how could smart people get so stupid so fast? And that is the way most people accepted the demise of DEC. Somehow, the same management team that had its act together at one point was out of its league at another. But the stupid manager hypothesis really didn't hold up when you consider that almost every mini-computer company in the world collapsed in unison. So when I returned to Harvard Business School for my doctorate, I brought with me a set of puzzles to try to answer as an academic. Was there something other than bad management that played a key role in the demise of these great companies? Were they only successful in the first place because they'd gotten lucky in some way? Had these incumbents fallen behind the times, relied on antiquated products, and just lost their step as more nimble competitors appeared? Was the creation of new successful products and business intrinsically a crapshoot? But after diving into my research, I realized that my initial assumptions were wrong. What I found was that even the best professional managers, doing all the right things and following all the best advice, could lead their companies all the way to the top of their markets and then fall straight off a cliff after arriving there. Nearly all the incumbents in the industry I studied, disk drive manufacturers, were eventually beaten by new entrants with cheaper and initially far inferior offerings, what I called disruptive innovations. That work led to my theory of disruptive innovation, note 1, which explains the phenomenon by which an innovation transforms an existing market or sector by introducing simplicity, convenience, accessibility, and affordability where complication and high cost have become the status quo, eventually completely redefining the industry. At its core, it's a theory of competitive response to an innovation. It explains and predicts the behavior of companies in danger of being disrupted, providing insight into the mistakes incumbent leaders make in response to what initially seemed to be minuscule threats. It also provides a way for incumbents to predict what innovations on the horizon are likely to be the greatest disruptive threats. But over the past 2 decades, the theory of disruption has been interpreted and misapplied so broadly as to mean anything that's clever, new, and ambitious. But the theory of disruptive innovation does not tell you where to look for new opportunities. It doesn't predict or explain how, specifically, a company should innovate to undermine the established leaders or where to create new markets. It doesn't tell you how to avoid the frustration of hit-and-miss innovation, leaving your fate to luck. It doesn't tell you how to create products and services that customers will want to buy and predict which new products will succeed. But the theory of jobs to be done does.